Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to an eBay Radio open phone segment. Your hosts are open to just about anything. We covet your compliments and idolize your ideas. Calling us is a good thing. You'll feel better. Here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. This is your chance to call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that's 888-RADIO-30. 888-723-4630.
And Griff, some people in the chat board said that they had a hard time understanding John today.
Oh?
He was on a bad phone line.
Oh.
And sometimes, you know, we do our best to get them on a better line, but sometimes they're just out and about or something, and we can't do that. So I'd like to go over very quickly, if you don't mind, the metrics he mentioned.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, the first thing he said, and we're talking about the seller dashboard.
Right, in okay? Seller Hub.
In Seller Hub. The first thing he talked about were listing impressions. And to make sure that your listing impressions are how many people see your item, have looked at your item. Okay?
Right.
And so he says, in order to get the listing impression up, you want to make sure your keywords are good, offer free shipping, have a good title, good optimization on your pictures, everything you can possibly do to make people want to look at your item.
Right.
That will help your listing impressions. So, Griff, the second one was click-through rate.
Click-through, that's the times.
I think it was the ratio of people who saw your item and then clicked on it. The ratio of people who saw your item to people who actually clicked on your item.
Exactly, who then went and viewed it, right?
Exactly. And he said that one of the things you should stop doing is stop using spamming ads on social media.
Well, yes, we've said that before.
Okay. Better photos, which we know are very important. Clear, concise titles for your listing, free shipping, price versus value. He said all these things are important for your click-through rate, and it makes sense. Number three, we're listing page views, and that's kind of simple. That's just people who have viewed your page on eBay.
Yes.
So those things become very important. It's funny how they compare to when you're trying to figure out radio ratings, Griff, because it's sort of the same thing in a way.
It's the same, yeah.
Yeah, only we also have downloads.
Downloads.
Which are very important to us. I don't know if you saw the new metrics I sent you.
I did, yeah.
Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. We need to talk about it because there are other things available now that we're using a new tool.
Oh, good.
So, glad you liked them.
I did.
Hey, Ron in Birmingham, Alabama. You know Ron Griff. He's Oilerman 21. What do you have for us today, Ron?
The guy that was just on, what happens to those seller metrics when you look at your listing? If you look at your listing and go through something and you click on it to view it and you do it a couple of times to check things, does that affect those metrics so that it would skew them if what you do to your listings is counted in those metrics?
No, if you're logged in and you're viewing your own listings, they won't impact them.
Okay, that's what I was curious about.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've got a question, Griff, on an upcoming guy that you got on to talk about the shipping supplies.
Yeah.
Okay. For a low non-store small seller, how does the eBay shipping supplies cost compare to standard shipping supplies?
Well,
and are there any statistics if the branded supplies have a tendency to increase the theft rate?
So the first question I'm not quite sure how to answer because I'm not up to speed on the cost of
of shipping supplies. I believe they're probably comparable. You can do your own research from side by side comparisons with other suppliers. There is absolutely zero data supporting the idea that if you brand a box, it's more likely to be stolen. I want you to stop and think for a moment of companies who use branded boxes. And if this was, if there was even a slightest bit of data to support that this was true, because it is a fear that some sellers have, and it is an unfounded fear, totally unfounded, retailers would stop branding their packages. Now, does that mean that branded boxes are never stolen off porches? Sure. Lots of boxes are stolen off porches. But the benefit of the brand far outweighs the minuscule risk that might, in a thief's mind, say, oh, look, there's a box with the company's brand on it. I'm going to go steal it. So what's more important is that buyers provide a secure place for their receiving of deliveries from the mail, regardless of what's on the box. But I've been in conversations online and on Facebook with sellers who say, well, I would never use an eBay branded box because that's an advertisement for people to steal it. There's absolutely zero evidence to support that. And number two, anecdotally, companies wouldn't brand their boxes. And no business, I don't care how small or how mom and pop you are, no business should ever make business decisions based on unfounded, unresearched fear. You could be costing yourself. And this one isn't as important, I don't think. You know, if you don't like the boxes, no one's forcing you to use them. Don't use them. But I've seen some small business owners and a few bigger business owners, quite frankly, and over time, make decisions about their business based on untested assumptions, grounded primarily in a fear. And it never works. It just doesn't work. You can't run
business. I agree with you. That's why I asked the question.
I'm so glad you did.
There had been some discussions on some of the boards about it, and I wanted to. That's why I asked if there were any stats on it. I didn't believe there would be because there's too many other, like you say, Greg. Yeah. There's too many other people that brand their boxes and tapes and things too, and I think it's going to be a great idea, and I think I'm going to do my own research, like you said, on the cost, but I think it'll be comparable and affordable for a small seller.
Well,
like
no
me.
Matter what, Ron, we don't want you to worry about it because it's not that important, honey. Seriously.
He's not worried about it. I think he called to make a point, and I appreciate that he asked that question because it is an important one.
But being a newbie, I don't want him to worry about it.
He's not worried.
Oh, no. No, I wouldn't worry about it. If it's going to happen, you got thieves out there, and there's nothing you can do about them. They're all over the place. It's the nature of, let's not get into that. Anyway, I got something else. The eBay songs, Lee, that you played last week.
Uh-huh.
Oh, they're wonderful. I especially like the one of The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Can we access those? Can we download them?
He's talking about the old E-Notes.
About the old E-Notes ones.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, they're on your computer, honey, because they're in the archive. John, do we archive that part of the show that's got those songs from the E-Notes? We don't archive that part. Oh, okay.
Well, I hope you can.
Tell you what
I'd
we'll
like
do.
I'd like to download them.
Tell you what we'll do. We'll put it up on the website, and I'll let you know when it's on the archive site.
So, Ron, you probably don't know this, but that the singers, those singers are myself, Colin Rule, and Sarah Brubacher. Colin used to work for eBay. Sarah still does. We recorded about 5-6 years ago, I think, as spoofs for use at eBay events, and I'm glad you liked them.
It's a blast. I thought.
Oh, I love them. They're so professional. I mean, they just are great publicity for eBay. I'd like to download them and throw them out on a couple of sites that I use, whose members go to eBay and buy things on eBay.
So, Ron, you keep listening. As soon as we get it up there on the website, we'll let you know it's up there. Okay. And thank you so much for calling today. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888.
I'd forgotten all about this.
723-4630. Yeah, John plays them like at the before we go into the top of the hour.
Oh, I see. Okay, right.
So they hear them a lot. So yeah. After the show, in other words, when the show ends.
I can't remember. There's three of them, right? Is there three?
I don't remember.
The Lion Sleeps Tonight,
mm-hmm.
Feeling Groovy. There's a take on that one. And there's the Billy Joel one. I can't remember. The Longest Time. Yeah, I remember those now.
Yeah, we'll get them up on the website.
Where did we record those? I don't remember how we recorded them. Did we do them? We weren't in a studio.
No, one of them you did through us, I think.
Oh, right.
I think.
Yeah.
I'm not absolutely positively sure. But you know what? We can also sprinkle them. John, let's sprinkle them into the before the show music. We can also do that.
Okay. That makes sense.
Okay, we'll do that. Our telephone number again is 888-723-4630, 888-RADIO-30. Or you can click on the Contact Us button on the bottom of your eBay radio player, and we get your email right away.
There you go. This open phone segment was sponsored by 6-Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings from your desktop. Give us a ring, 888-723-4630. It's eBay Radio.
eBay certified provider John Slocum has been helping you sell on eBay since 1998. His most recent creation is 6-Bit Software, and now there's 6-Bit 2.0. John listened to your requests for new features, so 6-Bit does everything you need in a listing tool, from creating and uploading listings to shipping and leaving feedback right from your desktop. Plus, it works faster and better than ever. 6-Bit 2.0 gives you improved inventory management, faster data entry, batch editing, and more import options, along with the custom fields you ask for. 6-Bit 2.0 also incorporates all the newest eBay feature upgrades, including product identifiers. John even improved the picture editor and came up with ways for you to store more photos yet have a smaller database. Try 6-Bit 2.0 free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com.
When it comes to shopping for shipping supplies, you've got plenty of options. But if you want to deal with someone who truly cares about what you need, there's only one place to turn: Bubble Fast. Owners Mark and Robin Levine have been providing shipping supplies to online sellers since 1999 at cost-effective wholesale prices. Just call and tell them what you're looking for. If they don't have it or can't find it, they'll even create it themselves, like their famous Scotty Stuffer for flat-rate priority envelopes. Mark and Robin are top-rated sellers themselves, so they understand your shipping challenges, and they're here to help. You can even join their Shipping Tips and Tricks Facebook group and sign up for their Bubble Briefs newsletter, complete with a monthly discount coupon code. Find it all at bubblefast.com, providing shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. Visit bubblefast.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 370.
So many social media platforms and only so much time. Stephanie Inge is known on eBay as top-rated seller Steph in Texas. She's an education specialist as well as founder and organizer of the Dallas eBabes and Emails and DFW social media marketing meetup groups. And she has this tip for setting up our social media profiles.
Try to sound like the same person across all platforms. Be consistent, be professional. First and foremost, always include the URL to your eBay store or your eBay listings in the event you do not have a store. You can skip the URL by viewing all listings and just copying and pasting it.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready, with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Pick up that phone and give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
And I may have said something wrong when John Lawson was on the air, yeah. And he was talking about click-through rates.
Right.
I thought he said CPR. He might have said CPR, but it should be CTR, click-through rate, CTR.
Well, sometimes you have to give your listing CPR.
Yes, yes, you do.
I think that's what he meant.
And, of course, there's also cost per thousand and things like that, which is something that you don't have to worry about at this point. But the CTR is click-through rate, and that's a ratio of users who click on a specific link compared to the number of total users who view that page.
When talking about sales on eBay, by the way, I'm conducting a little experiment, which I will admit up front, I have the luxury of doing because I am not at the moment dependent upon my eBay sales in order to keep body and soul together. So one of the things that I did is I stopped listing regularly and trickled off my new listings starting in March. And I was selling roughly about 2 to 3 items a day at the point. And over time, my sales started to trickle down to 1 a day, then 1 every other day. And then by the time April started, the first weeks of April, I was going 4 or 5 days without making a sale. So then I listed some new items. And the new items did not sell right away, but suddenly I started selling again.
The older items. Yeah.
And I've noticed this happening over and over. At the same time, I keep a look on my listings to see how they show up. They're showing up, and my seller dashboard shows that people are finding them. So I'm doing everything, I don't want to say right, because that makes the assumption that I'm perfect, which I'm not. But I'm doing things, I think, as close to right as you can. And my listings are the right keywords and good photos, and they're easy to read, and they're priced competitively for the most part. So my items are sometimes a little more expensive than others, but the quality is what I push. For pre-owned goods, most of what I sell, you would easily think that was new, because I avoid anything that's overly worn or has any imperfections. And I'm seeing this as I do this over time, over and over, that when you stop adding stock to your eBay inventory, that your sales start to trickle off. And then when you start adding new stock, things sell. And it's not necessarily the new things that sell. So I think it does bring your items into searches, new searches. People see the items or they're following you. And they'll suddenly discover some of the stuff that you had listed prior to the most recent listings.
Do we know why?
Well, that's my educated guess, is that when you list new items, they show up in other people's searches, and they may say, oh, I wasn't looking exactly for this, but let's check their other items and see. I think it's definitely I can't say exactly why it works, but I know it does work based on my experience of testing this over and over. So my advice still has been and still maintains, keep on listing. Your sales are, if your sales are low, keep on listing. And I also have tested old tired merchandise. When you put it on Markdown Manager, you do get rid of some of it. It does work.
Does it?
Yeah. If your listings have watchers or page views,
It seems to be more the case, especially with watchers, because they'll see that the price has been lowered.
Do you remember when you were a little boy?
No.
And your mother took you, like, shopping to a little area where there were a lot of little shops.
Yeah.
And some of them were just covered with dust on the inside.
Yeah.
They never changed the window. They never changed the window, and everything had dust in it. My grandmother used to say, no, we don't go there. They haven't put anything new there. She knew they had not put anything new because the dust was still there.
Yeah, but I always found those stores fascinating.
Well, you would, but not on eBay.
Not on eBay.
Your store's getting dusty. You need to list some more.
You got a dusty old store.
Yes, you do.
I hate to tell you this.
You know,
got a dusty old store.
Oiler Man is giving us a run for our money here. He's asked another question here.
What is that question?
He sent it in. Well, it's kind of complicated, and I think we should wait until the half hour.
Okay.
But I'll read you part of it.
Yeah.
When using mass update feature for any of the mass edit categories.
Bulk edit. Let's not call it
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he's
bulk
calling
edit.
It mass.
Yeah.
If after you do a bulk edit for several listings on item specifics and then you exit, then you bring up an item that you bulk edited and click the revise your item and change, say, the title, then click submit and exit. He wants to know what happens to all the data added with the bulk edit.
Nothing happens.
He said, for me, it deleted all the item specifics entered for that item via the bulk edit.
It shouldn't have happened. And if it happens, then you can feel free to send a report with the details.
I need
details. If you're going to report technical issues to me, and I'm always happy to help facilitate them, keep in mind that I cannot facilitate a report that says, hey, all my data got lost. Help me out. I get those. And I have to write back and say, or actually my autoresponse is, if you don't send me the details, I can't. You know what happens if I send that report into engineering?
You look silly.
No, well, I don't mind looking silly. But you know what happens?
What happens?
After a few days, they'll email me and say, we can't do anything with this. We need details. So by not sending the details in, you're absolutely delaying any sort of action. So you've
send it to griff@ebay.com.
Want to not.
Okay, Ron, and give him all the specifics.
This open phone segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Coming up next, inventory management. This is eBay Radio.
Nothing sparks more sales than a good markdown. Whether it's putting items on sale or just accepting a best offer, Campaign Go makes markdowns easier and more effective than ever. With three eBay-compatible and certified applications developed by sellers for sellers, Markdown Guru automates the process of choosing items to put on sale using multiple filters. Campaign Go's Sales Reports tool lets you track revenue from your markdown items. You can see how many sold and for how much, and how that contributed to your bottom line. Best Offer Advisor gives you all the data you need to be smart about accepting, declining, or countering a best offer, all in a single email. With Campaign Go, you can sell more, sell faster, and work less. eBay Radio listeners get a 90-day free trial if you sign up before June 30th. Go to CampaignGo.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
This moment of relaxation is brought to you by Endesha, the stress-free way to ship your eBay orders. Endesha directly integrates with the eBay marketplace, letting you import orders, print shipping labels, and automatically post backtracking information to eBay. So relax, eBay shippers, because you have Endesha. And that means no more acid indigestion. For a free 30-day trial, visit endesha.com/eBay Radio. That's endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Selling on eBay can be complicated, but the right third-party tools and services can help. Check them out under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. You'll find apps and information ranging from bookkeeping and financing to listing design, product sourcing, research, shipping, social media, and more. Visit the Seller Tools and Services page in the eBay Radio Archives. Seller Tools and Services, helping you succeed in your business on eBay.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.